Kuf Chaf Gimel Sif Vav. So we will look in the Beis Yosef. So the Beis Yosef quote talks about, it's quoted from the Torah, Bechomeitz Lav Bar Nisuch, the chomeitz, which is vinegar. So vinegar is not a bar nisuch. It's not something that could be that they would use for nisuch, for libations. Okay, therefore it shouldn't be a problem if a guy touches it. And Rabbeinu Shulam wanted to be matir something, so that's discussed in the Beis Yosef. Rabbeinu Shulam ratzel hatira, right? Wanted to be matir. Right, and he says, and it's called chometz, v'nikra chometz, I'll just read out of the Torah, misha avra alav shlush yam misha shechmez, when 3 days have passed from the time of when it begins to be machmez, when it begins to spoil, so it takes 3 days, and after 3 days it is then called chometz. Okay? So if we look back in the Beis Yosef, so he says, v'perek ein ma'amidim, where does this come from? So it's in ein ma'amidim, that's in Avodah Zarah, tanan elu dvarim shel gayim asurim, right, v'isurim isur hana. Right, the list of things, these are the things of non-Jews are prohibited, and you're not allowed to get hana from. Hayayin, right, so yayin. The hachometz, shalgayim, shahayim mitchilasu yayin. And he says the vinegar of non-Jews, that was once wine. Meaning if they had it while it was wine, so then the isser continues after it became vinegar. Right, he had it as wine, and now it's vinegar, so it's still isser. Right, not so...
Yeah, so the vinegar we have nowadays, like
we're still 1600 years ago. We'll work our way to where it's modern vinegar.
1600 years ago.
What?
1600 years ago. The Gemara. Are you going
Gemara? Right, the Gemara is 1600 years ago. So that's the Mishnah. So the Gemara asks, Pshita, that seems pretty obvious, right? Mishum de Achmitz Pakalei Yisura, because it became Chometz, so now the Isser goes away, meaning once it's Asser even after it becomes vinegar. So Amar of Ashi, he says, no, Ha'asal Ashmi, it's come to teach you an additional halacha, that Chometz Shalanu, that our Chometz, Biad Goy, Ein Sar Chosem, Besol Chosem, that if you have our vinegar, that then is given over to a non-Jew, meaning the non-Jew takes our vinegar, you don't require a double seal, right? Imishum insuche lo minasche, because why would you need a double seal? If you're afraid that he's going to pour it, well, he's not going to do that. Imishum ichlufe, and if you're afraid that he's going to switch that vinegar for other vinegar, so came to ika chosem lo tarachum mizai, because there's one chosem there, so he's not going to put in that type of work, so you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so what's it telling us? That if you have our chometz, you need to give it to a non-Jew to watch, so you can't just give him open chometz, because then he might then switch it. But for his own chometz, meaning let's say your chometz is better than his chometz.
So his would be of a non-Jew.
You have higher quality chometz. You have Heinz chometz, and he has ShopRite brand chometz.
There's no zero chometz.
Well, that's this. Well, no, because his chometz is usher.
You can't take his chometz.
I mean,
this is your.
There's no prohibition on him if he touches your vinegar. That's not going to be usher. But if a non-Jew shows up with vinegar and says, "Hi, would you like to buy my vinegar?" You're not allowed to buy it because he probably had it when it was wine too. It became yayin esach, it became stam yinam when it was his wine, and now it's vinegar. So okay, but it's still stam vinegar now.
Once he uses rules, it's his own.
With regards to the wine, right? But it can't fall onto chometz.
Right? No, but it can fall onto wine and then be right. Chometz.
Right, 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 right. So now, yeah. So with this vinegar, so you give over. So what's the Gemara saying? So the only chiddush that the Mishnah had was if you give him vinegar, your own vinegar to watch, and then you take it back. So the only it has to be sealed. It has to be some amount of hashgacha on it, but you don't need a large amount. You don't need a double seal, right? So the Gemara comments, so the Beis Yosef continues. Right? So if you're afraid that it's because of Nisuch, he's not going to be Minasichit, that if you have our chometz that the non-Jew touches in front of us, right, it's permissible, right? He didn't ask it. I feel bishti, even if you drink it, you're even allowed to drink it. It's not something that would be Minasich. And it also comments over there, that's the next Amud of Gemara, Amarava, Haichamra de Akrim, that if you have wine that begins to become sour, ad halsa yome, for until 3 days, yesh mishum giloy, you have to worry about giloy, yesh mishum yayinesach, and you have to be concerned about yayinesach. Right, you still have those problems within the first 3 days. You don't have to worry about that anymore. Okay.
So let's say you have your kosher wine, and there's a non-Jewish person that he touches it, and well, okay, we'll say maybe it's not Mugusho, but so he touches it, but you're pretty sure because you're watching him the whole time.
No,
he's not gonna do nisach with it.
Yeah, no, that,
so
that's against the gazer. I mean, you're not allowed to. I mean, part of the gazer, as we learned, was it might be strictly about nisach. It's also about we want to keep us away from each other, right? So that's like sitting down with a guy with top of a bushel of wine and drinking with him. Right, that would come up. So that's prohibited as well. Allegedly under, well, you don't know what he's really doing. You know, he might.
Say some incantations doing something. Over
yeah.
While you're not looking.
Right.
The Giloy thing, is that going to be explained?
Giloy, in that Gemara in Avodah Zarah, it keeps commenting on Giloy also. It keeps being thrown in.
Snakes don't like vinegar.
Yeah, that right. It's on the list with in these braces. It's listed. It's on the list with regards to something you have to be concerned about with regards to light. Right. But it's not really relevant for us. For our sugya, but yeah, it has to do with the snakes and the ayin hara.
Normally, you don't. He's saying that vinegar would not be subject to this.
Right, that's what he's saying.
I mean, snakes that you can't leave water on a tank.
Yeah, you're not supposed to do anything.
So fine. So then he continues on. It's okay. So far so good, right? Vinegar should have no problems. But then he says, "V'chasuv harashba v'haran the rav l'taim edar perik amocher peros v'perik vasu devoto zara." Oh, and that's Rav Lishi Tasso. Right, Rava is going according to his own reasoning because he says that reche chala v'taimi chamra, that if it smells like vinegar but it tastes like wine, it's considered wine because the beginning of mishum hachi toch shlosha ispe mishum yayin nesach. So therefore, within those first 3 days, as it begins to turn over, so we're going to still call that wine because even though it might smell like vinegar, it still tastes like wine. But after 3 days, after it begins to become vinegary, so then it's considered full chometz, and you don't have to worry about yayin nesach. Okay. All right. For kasva tosos. Now tosos comments about rush about Mordechai. Sharabenu tam kas al rabenu mishulam. That Rabbeinu Tam was once angry with Rabbeinu Mishulam. Shehitir maga goy b'chometz. That he permitted the touching of a non-Jew with regards to vinegar. Why? Well, that seems to be okay. That seems to be what's permitted in the Mishnah. No, lefisha ein anu bekiyim betiv chometz. We don't really know when something becomes vinegar. Right? We're not experts in the wine to vinegar process, and therefore we have to be machmer and continue to assume that it is wine. Ki yesh chometz she'anu korin oso chometz, because there is vinegar that we call vinegar. Be'elu shosim oso maktishin olav, and others will drink it and will make kiddush on it. The gam gavi chamra, same thing with wine. The akrim pligi amurai, the perek hamocher peros matay nikra chometz hilkach in basa lahatir magagoy b'chometz nafik mine churva. Right? They argue when something is considered vinegar and when it's not considered vinegar. Right? That has to do with laws of damages and the laws of truma, and these questions come up in various different things. So he says, so if they're going to argue about what's considered wine, what's considered chometz, so how can we be mekel on any chometz? That's the chumra of Rabbeinu Tam. Right. Nafik mini churba. A whole problem is going to come from this. Varan sham kasov b'lashon hazeh. The Ran writes it as Rabbeinu Tam hayamor israel chometz shalanu that he paskin our vinegar is prohibited. Shenaga bo hagoy ad shneim asar chodesh mishum deika chala. That if a non-Jew touched it until 12 months have gone by, because then it's for sure vinegar. The shasu leiruva deinshi. Was then that's considered vinegar that most people would use. I mean, that most people would assume would be vinegar. V'chein das haRamban, right? V'chol asu l'shchoso, ayidei hadchak, nishum pirtza, ayikan l'shem. Okay. So the Ran throws in, yeah, so we're not going to consider it vinegar until an entire year goes by. Rabbeinu Tam didn't say that. Rabbeinu Tam just said, you know, we don't know, how can you judge anything as being vinegar? So the Ran adds in, okay, but after a year, then I think even Rabbeinu Tam would assume that it would be vinegar. Okay, not everybody agrees to that. So comes the Rashba and says, "V'Rashba kasev Torah Sabaisa Aruch Rabbeinu Yaakov Hayenoeg Isser B'Chometz Shalano Kishnaga B'Gai Fishenon B'Kiyam Matay Karoy Chometz." So Rabbeinu, where is the place? What he quote here? Hayenoeg. Oh, Beisa Aruch. Rabbeinu Yaakov, who I assume is he's referring to Rabbeinu Tam, right? And he quotes the Sefer HaYashar. Sefer HaYashar is the Sefer Rabbeinu Tam, that he was knowing to be machmer about this. Right. I heard in his name that he matched it after 12 months. But he says, he says, however, according to what I've learned, I don't agree to that. Right? There are wines, right? And that they're a little bit vinegary, but they're not really vinegar. They're just not like cooked all the way. I mean, he's saying even that isn't going to work. Ripened, right? That hasn't completely ripened. It could skip a little bit. It continues with this discussion. And he has a line there. He says, "Umikol makom." I don't know. Skip about. Are you in fat lines or skinny lines?
Yeah.
If you're in fat lines, then skip about five lines. And it says, "Umikol makom." Umikol makom. So he's saying he goes on another couple of lines talking about how he can't figure out how do we know which one's wine and what's vinegar? And then he says
four lines. Fourth
wide line down, but fourth left one. Mm-hmm. Okay. It says, "Umikol makom kishemashlichim imenu al hakarka," that when you throw it onto the ground, umibaba, and it begins to bubble or begins to do something, right? Shemati she'ein bo suffik, then there's no suffik anymore. She'ilule shehu chometz lo hayam mibabei. So if it wasn't for the fact that it was vinegar, it wouldn't be bubbling.
So it's definitely vinegar. If it's what they're arguing about here, if it's definitely vinegar, then the non-Jew can touch it.
Right.
With only one seal.
Well, he could take it with only one seal, and he can touch it in front of you without a problem.
What's with champagne?
What? So then Rabbeinu Tam comes along and says, well, I don't see how anything could be considered vinegar because one man's vinegar is another man's wine. Is that a saying?
No, really. I mean, another man's poison is a saying.
All right, fine. So that's one we could coin it right now. We can hashtag it and put it out on Twitter and see what happens. And then you have the Ron saying, but after a year everyone would agree. You have the Rashba saying, I don't see how after a year would mean anything because you would still have the same problem. But then Rashba gives his own ruling. He says that if you pour it on the ground and it starts to bubble, right?
And so, you don't have a name where.
Well, you test it. You can test it by pouring it on the ground, so you give a bubble. So then everybody would agree that would be considered strict. The Rashba continues on for a while. In the last section of this Beis Yosef, we'll just see where his pesach is. He says, "Venirali," right before where the Zion is. He says, "Venirali lahoros." I want a paskin halach lamaisa lahatir bimibabeya k'divrei Rash. I'm going to matir it when it bubbles, like the Rashba says. B'tshuvas Amordechai umiu ba'asra de'ikul meichus lepritzusa yesh lahachmer. If you got a place where they're machmer, where they're nervous about pritzus, so then maybe we should be machmer on that then also, right? And stay far apart for that as well.
But it's true that some people don't like dry wines. And other people like it really.
Who
dry.
Said this is wine? Oh, no, dry.
I'm just saying
why is it
that
dry?
People have different tastes.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
In terms of someone says, oh, this is vinegar. And the other one says, no, this is a very dry wine. You know, I happen to like it.
I remember this old guy in the shul in Israel. He's used to sweet wine. Sometimes he had to make a bell and bro. Chavutz legamre! He made a terrible face.
So in the next, we could just do the next section of the Beis Yosef where he has the opposite, where it comes from the opposite way. Meaning we said that once it begins, the Gemara, according to the din of the Gemara, before Tam and the Rashba and the Ram get involved, according to the din of the Gemara, it says once it starts turning to vinegar, it turns vinegar after 3 days. So now all of a sudden we throw these chumras on it, and it's not going to be vinegar for a while. So the Beis Yosef here turns around and quotes those that ask, well, okay, well, what about the opposite now? What about once you know for sure it's 100% vinegar, but before you had a chance to test whether it's vinegar, a non-Jew touched it 2 days before? Right? So it's the opposite thing. Can you count backwards and say, well, now it's fully vinegar, so it must be that 2 days ago it was already, it's probably considered vinegar already also. So the Beis Yosef quotes here, but Kasav Aram Perak Amocher Peros Mudamrinu Kagon Dishakeach Achala Suftaka, which is a very strong and sour. Kolomer Chazak the Lav to Ikram Talsayomi Lo Havi. Next section of Beis Yosef. The Ran continues. Which is a very strong and sour stuff. It's very strong. The lav de ikrim talsayomi lo havi chalas sufkasa. Right, that if it hadn't been like that for 3 days, it wouldn't be this strong. So shvamina di mishkach inish chalas sufkasa v'toch shlosha l'mafreya nagabo hagai. So if you find this chalos sufkasa, this very strong and sour stuff, and within 3 days before a non-Jew touched it, ein lachush lamag. You don't have to worry about that. Came to hasha have chalos sufkasa, that now it's this terrible, terrible vinegar, whatever. It certainly was that way 3 days earlier, and you don't have to worry about it. Okay, so that is, that's the Beis Yosef on this. So let's take a look at the Shulchan Aruch now. Sifvav. So how does he pass in this machlokas, Rabbeinu Tam, Rashba, and Ran? So says the Shulchan Aruch, Kuf Kaf Gimel Sif Vav. Chomitz. Shemubabeya, chomets, that boils, kishemashlichim osoal aretz, when you pour it onto the ground.
Bubbles.
We put it on the ground, ala aretz, inu nasar hamaga obikuchav. It does become usher because of the touch of non-Jews. Right, so he seems to pass and straight up like that Rashba. Now, I came across, okay, so you could all go home tonight and do some experiments, taking the vinegar out of the cabinet, pouring it on the ground,
some kind of reaction
and seeing what happens.
There's a chemical in the ground.
There's got to be something that, right. So I came across today an article on the OU website, where the rabbi wrote the article, said, I happen to be right where the questions come in, and someone called and said that they have vinegar in their refrigerator, which was real. We'll keep it very good. In the refrigerator?
Okay. I don't think it needs to be.
Right. So anyway, so they have vinegar in the refrigerator, and they caught their non-Jewish cleaning lady touching it. And do we have to throw out the vinegar? So first of all, most of the vinegar is the kosher vinegar isn't made from wine. If you buy just plain vinegar, it's, I think, comes from corn.
Grain.
More grains or corn, I think, in this country. It's not something that, this country versus
special
Europe.
I don't know.
But there is wine vinegar.
Yeah, that might be from wine.
There is wine vinegar. I mean, you could buy wine vinegar. So this happened to be wine vinegar. So the quick answer is that, well, the OU is only going to use Mavushel wine from wine vinegar, so it's not a question. But he did get into this sugya a little bit, and talking about whether whether the vinegar is really considered vinegar or not, and he said that he went to the OU lab, took some vinegar, and poured it, and nothing happened. And then he went to a factory. Went to the strongest vat that they have of the strongest possible vinegar and asked for a scoop and tried to pour into that also, and again nothing happened. So he took a little bit left, of course, in a less than 3 ounce vial, so that he'd be able to carry it on the plane, and took it back to the OU lab, and no one could figure out. Right? So Lamaisa, what this Rashba is talking about, that vinegar that is poured on the ground is going to start bubbling or boiling, is somewhat of a mystery. Actually, when I was reading the article, so it said that the way to know if it's vinegar, according to the Rashba, is if you pour it on the flour and it starts to boil. I was like, the flour? FLOUR. So I'm like, if you look back and shook them up, like, what? Don't say anything about flour. Don't say anything about flour here.
Must be a reaction with, like, certain parts.
No, so
something.
The flour was supposed to say floor. FLOOR. It was just a. And I sent it in, and they thanked me for it. But yeah, what exactly is what the Rashba was referring to?
It's a good question.
I don't know. You can maybe email Rabbi Slifkin and see if he has any.
I think it's
acetic acid is vinegar.
What?
In the lab, you can buy it at much higher concentrations. Glacial acetic acid.
Okay.
So it's not very pleasant. I guess you put the right stuff in my bowl.
Well, you have an experiment to try tomorrow at work if you want. I don't know if that's NSFW, not safe for work. But you can, if you have a chance, you can let us know.
Do it in the fume hood.
Okay, so then Sif. So running out of batteries. So in the if you look in that hay, so that hay over there sends you to the Pisgei Tshuva. So Pisgei Tshuva hay, where Dibur Maskel Mish Shem Mivabeya. So first he says Ayin Shach.
Put down here. Hey.
Yeah. So the Shach, we forgot to look at the Shach. Right. The Shach just comments that means that it boils, but if it or bubbles, but if it's not bubbling, so he says we don't know enough to know whether it's really chometz or not. That's what the Shach comments on. That's what we learned already. But the Bisky Tshuva just adds in va'ayin ba'or chayim simin reish talad sif talad. Right. So, what does it say there in Or Chaim Simin Reish Dalet Sif Dalet? What section of halacha is that? So that's Hilchos Brachos. So what's the Pisgei Tshuva? So what does the Shulchan Aruch there say? It says that even if it's vinegar, even if it hasn't reached this amount of boiling or whatever, Shulchan Aruch paskins that. You make a bracha of shahakal on it. Like you're not going to be machmir. You're not going to continue to make a bracha of baruch yagefen on it until this point. This is only a chumrah when it comes to yayin nesach. When it comes to hilchos bracha, so you go based on what most people understand to be wine as opposed to vinegar. Okay, Zion. We also learned in the Beis Yosef. What did he say there? He says yinimtzach chavis yayin shenis chametz. If you find a barrel of wine that has become chometz ad shemivabeya. Until it has until it's bubbling, right? Because Shemashlichin Oso Al Aretz V'Toch Shosha Yamim L'Mafreya. 3 days before that, Nagav Oavikol Chavim Ein Locha Shlomago. You don't have to worry about the fact that he touched it. Okay, so that's the end of Sif Zion. Okay, let's take a look back to the Beis Yosef. Okay, so we still. So the Beis Yosef here in Ches talks about really two different things here, right? So it talks about what about Boser, right? So what is Boser? Boser is grapes that have not fully ripened. Okay, so the Beis Yosef talks about right. So here as well, actually, we just look at the tour. The Torah says, "Vahaboser gamkein min haroi shelo yehebo mishum yai nesach." He says, "Boser also non-ripe grapes that became, non-ripe grapes that you use to get wine from it. Also, that it really shouldn't be an issue of yayin nesach. The lab nisachu, because it wouldn't be used for libations. Elisher Rabbeinu Tam Hichber Gamkin Lefishian became a Tainikra Boser. So Rabbeinu Tam had the same chumra there. Also, we don't really know what's called Boser and what's not. So therefore, he's going to be machmir on it.
I wonder if they're not ripe, they can actually like ferment. I mean, I guess maybe they will, but it takes longer, but then they're becoming ripe.
Right.
Yeah, so yeah. I'm not sure.
Well, sugar is what ferments. Right, as much sugar. Might have some.
We need a biologist here, then the sugar. Yeah. You know, my son-in-law could probably tell us about this. I have to ask him about the vinegar question. I love him.
I'll find out about this boiling vinegar. It's good. I'll find out about that. Okay, so we'll continue on. We'll skip that part of the Beis Yosef and he continues on and says in Yayin Mazuk, what about diluted wine? So Afilu Nasim Bo Mayim Harbe, even if you put a lot of water in it, Kolzman Sheyeshbo Tam Yayin Yeshbo Mishum Yayin Nesach. So if you have diluted wine, as long as it still tastes like wine, or there's still a taste of wine, Sheyeshbo Tam Yayin, there is a taste of wine in it. Right, so you're still going to have to be choshesh for yayin nesach. So if we take a look at the Beis Yosef there, So he quotes, what is the measurement of that? So the first he starts off by saying, he talks about the regular amount of what dilution is. Usually dilution is about 1/6 during the time, is about less than that, 1/3 during the time of the Gemara. But if we take a look towards the bottom of that section of the Beis Yosef, he writes Vaharashba. Right, so he says Vaharashba b'toras habayis, kasav shtei svaros elu. He quotes those two previous svaros. Va'achar kach kasav v'yesh migdoli hachachamim sheitiru afilu yayin shel gayim.
Sorry.
At the end of the section of Ches, right, about two lines, three lines before the end, he quotes Vaharashba b'toras habayis. So he quotes those two things. That there are chachamim that mattered even the wine of non-Jews, that falls into six sections of water. That when it's less than 1/6, so that wine is considered tam lifgam. That's considered bad. That's considered adding a bad taste. So as opposed to normally when we talk about, we normally use the measurement of 1/60th, right? That 1/60th is considered non-existent anymore, the Thomas Buttle, etc. So he says here, well, this is a little bit different, but it's not really that we're looking to make it the Tom non-existent. It's really the question is whether the Tom is good or not. So he says if it's less than 1/6th, so then you could be makel on that drop of wine that's falling in. So that all of a sudden becomes a bit cooler, right? All of a sudden by wine, instead of it being 1/60th, we're going by the measurement of 1/6. So this comes up in a significant way in when it comes to all these blended whiskeys as well as with sherry casks, right? So both of those it's an issue by both. Rosha Feinstein has a tshuva where he talks about blended whiskey. That's a famous tshuva where he says, "I'm going to be makel." But personally, I'm machmir, except for when I have other people around where it would seem like yuhara for me to do it. So like if he's at a kiddush, it sounds like, yeah, I had this picture of like Rav Moshe Feinstein being at a kiddush and like, come on, we're all drinking, you know, right? But that seems to be the story. So that's a famous tshuva just because of that line, because he says, even though I'm machmir, I'm not machmir in public where other people could see. Of course, he did publish it in the tshuva for all the world to see, but that's an interesting point number one. But the interesting point, but what is he paskin about this 1/6? So there's two questions. Number one is this idea that one can be makel and rely on one. And by the way, that's the way you paskin. That's the way the Ramah paskins, and then the Shulchan Aruch paskins at 15 sifim later. But I'm running out of batteries, so I'm just going to say it outside. So Rav Moshe Feinstein in this tshuva, he says that there, even though we say it's 1/6, there's two shilas on that, right? Shila number one is it 1/6 only when it's 1/6 of water, or is it even 1/6 when it's 1/6 of other ingredients? He says that's one question. And question number two is,